over the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And we believe the Lord. Sister Sharon has a sister, Karen, survived cancer twice. But I have a God who is able to heal tonight. Sister Sharon, amen, the Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. What a mighty God we serve today. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Would you turn there with me tonight to the precious word of the Lord? And this precious Bible is going to be right 9 times out of 9. Every time. It was fun the other day at youth camp hearing these girls quote all my quotes. Amen. Amen. They would quote my quotes, and I thought that was great. Amen. But we're glad tonight for the word of the Lord. Amen. Ephesians, the fifth chapter, and I want to read verses 8, 9, 10, and 11 tonight. The scripture says, "For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord." You see, God's going to prove what's right. Verse 11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Amen. You may be seated tonight. If you would turn with me when you're seated to Romans, the sixth chapter. Romans, the sixth chapter tonight. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have" what? "From where? That" what? "Which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Amen. Are you thankful for the word of the Lord? Amen. In the book of Ephesians, it says, "You were once darkness, but now light. Walk as children of the light. And the fruit of the Spirit will produce goodness, righteousness, and truth." Then it says, "Prove what is acceptable to God. Have no fellowship with the works of darkness. Instead, expose and reject them." Then we read here in Romans, it says, "Whatever you obey, you become its master." Or it becomes your master. "Sin leads to death, but obedience leads to right standing with God. And true freedom comes when we obey God and obey his truth." And we're so thankful that God has delivered us from sin to serve righteousness. Are you thankful tonight for the word of the Lord? I want to talk to us tonight from this. Disobeying. You got a right to disobey. I want to say that tonight. You got a right to disobey. All my life I've been taught, you can't disobey. You better obey. Tonight, I want to say you have a right to disobey darkness. Are you thankful today that God says, "Reprove darkness"? Amen. Would you look at somebody and say, "You got a right to disobey"? Amen. I desire to align with God. Knowing how God feels about wickedness, I'd rather side with God tonight. I don't want my heart, my mind, or my spirit aligned in darkness. When my head's in darkness, my heart becomes darkened. Amen. And David in Psalm 139, he came to a conclusion. He said God's enemies were his enemies. I want to tell you, I don't care how well you court sin and how well sin courts you. The Bible says a friendship of the world is enmity against God. God's only enemy is when we have a friendship with the world. I don't want to be on his enemy list. And God refuses to sympathize with rebellion when it's against him. But God loves it when we rebel against sin. When we rebel against experience darkness in the impulses of carnality and worldliness, ungodliness, and unwholesomeness. There's a lot of voices of darkness that are destructive. They damage our relationship with God. They pull us away from our purpose. They create wrong thinking. How many's ever had wrong thinking? You ever had stinking thinking? Yes. And they lead us into what we call spiritual spirals. Have you ever been in a spiritual spiral where it seemed just when you thought you had victory, you stumbled back over the same old stumbling block? Amen. When you walk in darkness, I'm going to tell you, you will spiral spiritually. And there's a lot of voices. And the voice of darkness, the enemy will speak, and there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of distortion. There's a lot of disorder. And in darkness, there's a lot of fear and hopelessness and superstition. Yes, even the enemy is a master of superstition. The enemy also speaks through darkness and brings doubt, and including hatred. And the voice of darkness always has a reason that sometimes it tries to feel like it's logical. Amen. It seems like it's right. But almost right is always wrong. Almost heaven will always be hell. Hear me today. I want to stay on the right side with God. How about you? The voice of darkness says you can't win. How many has ever heard that? You can't win. You can't win for losing. You can't live for God. Then I love this. I love it tonight because I have a God who is my victory. I can't win, but I've got a God who helps me to get victory. Amen. I want to just talk tonight to you. Amen. You got a right to disobey darkness. Amen. You ever heard the voice say, you will never change? You who you are, you're going to stay that way. You can't change. But I'm thankful tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. That old voice when it says you will never change, I get to defy it. I get to say to it, I'm not listening to you. I'm not even accepting that. Amen. I'm thankful today that I could defy the darkness and I could be disobedient when things tell me, oh, you can't make it. Oh, you can never change. I'm glad that there's a victory in Jesus Christ, because if God be for you, who can be against you tonight? Are you thankful that you have a God that really wants you to make it? I'm sick of the mentality that people have that they cannot live for God. They feel that I can't live for God. I want to tell you, you can live for God when you get your mind made up. Praise God. Hey, God lives for you. Why not live for him? Amen. Another voice of the darkness that says, your past defines your future. Your past defines your future. Well, if your past was the defining element and for your future, why did Jesus go to that old rugged cross? Amen. If the past defines your future, Jesus would have rotted on that cross and rotted in a grave. But Jesus, amen, the cross was not a victory for him. Amen. It was a payment. Amen. Oh, it wasn't wasn't a victory for the devil, but it was a payment of victory for my soul. Amen. That I could get past my past. And the grave was no victory. The grave was no victory for Satan and sin, but it was a victory for you and I. Amen. So when that old voice comes, amen, I want to disobey the voices of darkness. The next thing, the voice of darkness says there's no hope. Have you ever heard that voice that says no hope? Have you ever felt that there was no hope? I want to tell somebody today, feelings will fool you and feelings will pull you. Amen. It will cause you to feel numb. Amen. Feelings, of all things, amen, will cause you not to be able to feel the presence of God. But when you can't feel the presence of God, amen, friend, that's no time to run away from God, but to run to God and say, God, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to still live for you, although I can't feel you. Amen. Because faith goes beyond feelings, doesn't it? Amen. You got a right to disobey darkness. And I also, that old voice of darkness tells you, just give up. It's not worth living for God. Well, the devil, it throws all kind of sales pitches out of darkness. Amen. But I'm going to let you know that voice comes from darkness. I'm thankful today that I can rebel against that voice. I'm glad I can defy that voice. I'm glad tonight that I can disobey that voice of darkness. Amen. That voice of darkness speaks. And it, when it speaks, it always has a big old weight of doom that says you can't get your head above the water. You can't make it. You can't be victorious. But Fred, I want to just tell the saints of God in this place today, you got a right to disobey. You got a right to, you get to disobey, Brother Brian. Your mom and daddy always taught you, you can't disobey. You can't be rebellious. But there's something you can rebel against. It's called sin and darkness and the flesh and a carnal mind. You got a right to disobey those things. Amen. The voice of darkness speaks doom. But the voice of truth speaks a different story. How many remember that song? The voice of truth. And fear says you can't do it. Fear says, and the waves begin to speak and says, you can't walk, you can't do it. But truth says, amen, I can do all things through Christ. Even when failure says you can never recover, I'm glad that truth says a different story. God is able. When darkness says quit, I'm thankful that truth says you can walk with God because he's the light. Amen. I want to tell somebody tonight, amen, there's a voice you must know, and there must be a voice in your life that you learn to disobey. A voice that you need to say, I'm not going to put up with you. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to give in to you. Oh, I want to be a rebellious person against darkness. How about you? Amen. I want to be a rebellious individual that says, no, no, no. Amen. That's not right. Amen. That's not a right thing to do. I don't have to comply. Amen. And it must be a voice you learn to disobey. But there's a voice you need to know. John 10:27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them that follow me. I want to know the voice of God. Man, have you ever heard somebody imitate? I remember years ago, the kids were singing on the here downtown Nacogdoches. It was Blueberry Festival or something there. And they had a guy that came in. He was imitating Elvis. He could do a pretty good job. But he tried to look at like Elvis. He didn't do a good job. Well, the devil can look like he's holy. And he does a good job of looking like it. Till the lights turn on. And he's got a good voice. To sound like God. Sound anointed. But hear me, when you know the voice of the great shepherd, there's something about his voice. You'll be able to discern. Amen. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And there's something about it that children recognize the voice of their mother, they tell me. That a mother could say something and a child could recognize their mother in a crowd of women that are screaming. They tell me that it has been proven that a child that is afraid, if he could hear his mother's voice, could get a sense of confidence. And they used illustration at a little boy that was playing t-ball. And his mother was sitting there in a group of people. And everybody was hollering and encouraging this little afraid kid. But when that child heard mama's voice, he had a sense of courage that came all over him. Amen. There's something about the voice of God. But I want to tell you the greater thing. The Lord knows my voice too. I want God to know me, but I want to know God. Staying close to God develops a spiritual awareness. Amen. Why is it that some people, the only time they pray is when they need something from God? I want to pray because, amen, who he is. I want to talk to him because he's my best friend. I want to talk to him because he has what I have need of. Amen. I want to know how to talk to the Lord. There's some voices out there that are smooth, but they're deceptive.
Have you ever had a smooth-talking person that you knew was a snake? Amen. Look at your neighbor and said, watch out for snakes. They have smooth voices. And there are some that are convincing and persuasive. There's a lot of convincing voices and persuasive voices that will convince you. And I've had people that were used by darkness to speak, and they would convince you. Oh, and they could be called your friends. They could be called a family member. That the voice of darkness starts speaking out of their lips, and they convince you. Oh, compromise. You know, it's okay to give in a little. And why is it when I'm on a diet, everybody wants to give me cookies? And why is it when I'm really doing good? Oh, just a bite's not going to hurt you. Compromise. And we heard this for the Garrett. They preached about compromise the other day. Compromise is not a win situation. It's a lose-win situation. Hey, it ain't worth winning when you have to give up something that belongs to God. Amen. And get something of the devil. He's going to win, but friend, in the end, you didn't really gain. You lost. Compromise does not work. And when there's convincing and persuasive voices, you have a right to rebel. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Then there's voices that are loud and demanding. Have you had loud voices in your life that demand, and you felt you had to just cash into them? You had to cave into them. But tonight I want to tell you, you've got a right to rebel and disobey the loud and the dark voices and the loud demanding voices of darkness. Amen. I'm thankful tonight for the voice of truth, aren't you? Are you thankful there's a voice of truth that is right on? Amen. God is right on tonight. I don't care how loud the world gets, how proud the world is. Amen. I have a God that's still for me tonight. Hallelujah. I'll quote it again. If God be for me, who can be against us? Then there's distracting voices. Hear me, saint of God. Believe me. Man, I've been in a church before. And I'm getting something from God, and something distracts me. You have been distracted in church? All of a sudden you think, did I leave my windows down in my car? How many's ever had that happen in the middle, right when you were tapping in? Or there will be always that special agent that is used of the devil. You're praying, all of a sudden they come, well, how'd your day go? Ain't time to talk while it was prayer time. But I'm telling you, there are people that let other voices get them. You got a right to rebel. You got a right to disobey. You got a right to say no. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And there are the logical sounding. People that sound like they got it together. I had a man that, man, he was a sharp individual. He could quote the scriptures, but I'm going to tell you, the devil knows the scriptures too. He was quoting, and every time he stopped at the imparted part, he would quote just enough. And after about the third round of his convincing, I said, why did you keep on quoting that? He looked at me, and I'll never forget, I was just a young man, and he looked at me and he said, well, what does it say? And I was glad I was a Bible quizzer back in those days. I quoted the verse after, the verse after that, the verse after that, and I finished the chapter for him. He looked at me, and the man that he was talking to, just his mouth was open. Amen. But pretty soon, amen, whenever I began to quote the word, all of a sudden he shook his head, and he said, well, I just don't believe that. I said, you just don't believe that? I want to tell you, the grass may wither, the flower may fall, fade. Amen. But you better believe this. You better believe the word of God. Hallelujah. If God said it, I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care if God said it. I don't care how convincing the voice is, how logical it may be. Amen. I got a right to defy and disapprove and disobey things that God didn't say. Somebody say amen. There's still voices of darkness. See, we got to learn to identify dark voices. We got to learn to reject them and to stay tuned to God's voice. There's something about it when you stay tuned to God's voice and you recognize, amen, other things that come, other voices. You recognize the imposters, the imitators. You recognize that one that is pretending. You recognize the voice that just ain't right. And I want to say this today. I want to refuse to entertain darkness. How about you? Amen. Don't just recognize darkness. Disobey it. I want to just talk to you. You know, God has given a component inside of us. The Bible says in Psalm 139, you're fearfully and you're wonderfully made, every one of you. You know, God made great things in your body that responds immediately. Whenever you there's a thorn, immediately your body begins to respond. All of the cells from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You get a thorn in your thumb. Immediately, it hurts, but it don't take long for it become fested up. You know the reason why your body's responding to an intruder. You get bit by an ant. Oh, it hurts, but it don't take long for it to fester up, because the poison and the toxic from that fire ant, your body starts beginning to take and moving it out of the way. Fever sometimes is a good thing that incubates and begins to try to come against something that may be a poison or something that is against your body. And God gave your body all this, but there's one thing that a human being has that God gave it. It's called your will. Now, a tomato plant cannot pull the weeds that are trying to suffocate it and choke it. When those weeds start growing against that tomato plant or that plant can't do anything about it. It's just a victim. But there's something you could do. You have a will. You could say, get away from me. You could say, Satan, get behind me. Amen. The Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You know what God wants inside of us? A holy spiritual immunity inside of our will that says, no way, devil. You can't have me, dark thought. I'm not going to listen to that. I got a greater choice. I have a will. God gave mankind a choice, and there's a will. And when you're determined, you made up your mind, you could say no to Satan. Use your will to defy carnality. Use your will to resist temptation. Use your will to reject compromise. Use your will to refuse the spirit of this age. Well, other young people are doing it, but I want to tell you, you're not other young people. Realize that God called you to be you. And I want to just say this tonight. I believe that we're not of the norm. We're not of the norm. Amen. One man preached a message. He preached redefining normal. I want to redefine the word normal. What is normal for a child of God is to be victorious. And you're going to be rebellious against the works of darkness. You're going to be the one that's disobeying the things and the pull of the world. You're going to resist. You're going to refuse. You're going to put your brakes on. The world may call darkness normal, but God calls his people different. 1 Corinthians 6:20, you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God. Somebody say amen. We're called out of darkness. You are chosen generation, 1 Peter 2:9 says. A royal priesthood, a holy nation. And what kind of people? A peculiar people. You know you're peculiar? Amen. You're a peculiar people. Why? To show forth the praises of him who has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I thank God has called me out of darkness, brought me into his marvelous light, extended mercy, made me his child. Amen. I want to learn to rebel against darkness. I want there to be a holy rebellion. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a holy rebellion. This is a holy war that we in. Amen. This is a holy disobedience against sin and carnality and temptation, the devil and every dark voice. James, the 4th chapter, verse 7 says, submit to God, resist the devil. The devil flees, draw nigh to God, and God draw nigh to you. He will draw near to you. I want to teach you something for you to develop your immunity system in the Holy Ghost. There must be a strong no in your life. You got to have vitamin N in your life. Vitamin N is no. And I'm going to tell you, I have to take vitamin N a lot. I got to have a lot of vitamin N because my deficiency sometimes, I let things pull me. But I need some vitamin N, some no in my life. Do you know when you have a strong no to darkness, guess what you have? A strong yes to God. When you say no to sin, you're saying yes to God. Amen. The God-given fight within you. That spiritual immunity. Remember, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. God designed you to fight. Just like your body fights constantly against pain and disease and injury and invasion, that spiritual immunity system in your body don't wait for permission. It fights back immediately. And I want to tell you, friend, I don't have to wait for God to say, sick him. I want to give the devil a no. I want to have the gate shut. Amen. I want to have the door locked. I want to have my life defying and disobeying the things of God. God built something similar in the soul that is called a God-given determination, a capacity to resist. Amen. And when a person decides to live, there comes a moment when that person says, I'm not going to quit. Do you know that a body can be functioning? A person's organs could be moving, but when they don't have a desire to live, generally, pretty soon they start dying. And I've seen it where there's a person hooked up to machines. Their organs weren't working, but they had the desire to live. What happens when somebody has the desire to live? There's something about the fight deep inside of that person. Hope replaces despair. Courage replaces fear. Faith replaces doubt. Strength replaces weakness. That will to live becomes stronger than the situation. I want to tell this church tonight, amen, the spiritual principle is this. The fight within is greater than the fight without. When you begin to say, I want to live for God. I'm tired of being a loser. I'm tired of being a victim. I'm tired of dying constantly and having to be revived. Amen. Oh, friend, wouldn't it be beautiful for somebody to say, I am living for God. Amen. I don't have to have revival. Amen. I'm living for God. I'm climbing this mountain. I'm making my way to a higher place. I've learned to defy darkness and refuse its lies, to deny sin and refuse its pleasures. I've learned to resist the devil and refuse his influence. I've learned to reject carnal thinking and refuse worldly reason. Every no to darkness is a yes to God. You were not created to surrender to darkness. You were called into his marvelous light. And the voice of darkness is going to speak, but you don't have to obey it. Remember, darkness speaks, but truth speaks louder. God gave you a will. Resistance brings victory. And the devil flees when he's resisted. And the final challenge tonight, learn to rebel. Learn to resist. Learn to defy. And learn to disobey darkness. When you say no to darkness, you're saying yes to God. Amen. Victory belongs to the child of light. Stand with me tonight. What are you going to tell everybody? My pastor taught me it's okay to disobey. It's okay for me to rebel. It's okay for me to defy. It's okay for me to resist darkness. To say no to those urges those things that come in my heart and my mind. Tonight I wanted to teach this to us, that a victorious church is a church that learns to be an overcoming church. Amen. Would you lift both your hands tonight to the Lord? Would you thank Him for His mercy and His grace, Lord? I thank You, Jesus. Thank You for all that You've done, Lord. I praise You. I love You, Lord. I thank You for the blood of Calvary, Lord, that frees me, washes me, redeems me, sets me loose. But, Lord, it also claims me in covenant as Your child. Thank You for the beauty of the cross, Lord, the beauty of Your blood, the beauty of Your mercy tonight, God. I love and I trust You and I lean on You, not what I understand. I trust Your beauty, God, Your mercy and Your ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I want to see the hands. How many plans to be rebellious? I plan to be rebellious. Amen. Brother Shorty, you got a right now to be rebellious. I guarantee all your life you heard you can't be disobedient. You can't be rebellious, but I can be against the devil. God bless you. Let's go to heaven. How? God bless you in Jesus' name.